Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, whose kever I was at yesterday again, because I had another levaya there. But anyway, today's daf is Sukkah daf Zion. And I want to wish a special good morning to Dr. Joe and to Tzvika and to Reb Zalman and to Reb Mordechai and to Avi. Apologize that I was not able to give the shiur yesterday. The reason is that somebody arranged like a special backstage tour of Ir David for Rav Schechter, and I had to accompany him there, which was really something unbelievable. Yesterday was Rav Schechter's 80th birthday, B'li Ayin Hara. And the Kol is having a whole celebration for Rav Schechter for his birthday, Achnasa Sefer Torah, and other things. Anyway, there's a lot going on, so that's what happened yesterday. Here we go. Says the Gemara, we are on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. So the Chachamim said that the third wall of the Sukkah is enough to have it only a Tefach. Ask the Gemara. Va'oso Tefach Heichan Ma'amido. Where would you put the third tefach? Amarav ma'amidu kenegad ayotze. Rav says, what do you mean? If you have two walls like this, If you have two walls like this, so the third wall, either it's over here or over there. It's either on the end of one side or on the end of the other side. What do you mean? Kenegad ayotze. That's what Rav says. Ma'amidu kenegad ayotze. Amri le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi le Rav. So Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi say to Rav, what do you mean? V'yamidenu keneged rosh tor. Wouldn't it make more sense to put it in the opposite corner? Take a look, Rabosai. To put that wall in the opposite corner, a little bit on the north and a little bit on the east. It'll be hitting both sides. This way it'll look like the thing is more enclosed. Doesn't that make more sense? Says the Gemara, Shasak Rav. Rav was quiet. Says the Balamor, why was Rav quiet? Because he ignored what they had to say, because he disagreed with them. No, don't make it Rosh Tor. It should be adjacent to the other two walls. The Baal HaMor quotes that there's another opinion that says that he was quiet because he accepted their words. But the Baal HaMor says he doesn't like that pshat. And the Ritva writes, even though the simple pshat of the Gemara usually will sound like if he doesn't answer, it means he accepted. In this case, you can't say he accepted because read the next line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara, they bring more and more supports and proofs to Rav's point. So obviously he didn't accept these words. Obviously he kept on to his same opinion. Good morning, Shlomo David. Great to see you. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami Omar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi Ma'amido Kenegad Ayotze. Here you have Shmuel in the name of Levi agreeing to Rav. You add the third Tefach wall onto the other two. Similarly, they say in the Beis Medrash, add that third wall onto the other two. Now, so that's two opinions so far. The one tefach is adjacent, or the one tefach is opposite, the opposite across the way. Now the Gemara's going to have a third opinion. And listen to the name of the person giving the third opinion, because it's going to come up in a few lines. Rabbi Simon v'itamer b'shua ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Simon in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he had a third opinion. Oselo tefach sochek umamido bepachos mishlosh tefachim samach ledofen v'chol pachos mishlosh samach ledofen kilavud dami. He says you need a tefach and a little bit, and you place it within three tefachim to either one of the other sides, within three tefachim, so it's lavud, so it's like it's attached to the wall, and now you have within three tefachim plus another tefach. You have a majority of the seven tefach wall. So you have more than 3.5 tefachim. He says that you got to have a majority of the wall, at least lechatchila, or midrabanan, you have to have a majority of three tefach wall. Some of the Rishonim explain over here that even though midoraisa, maybe it works with just one tefach, but he says midrabanan, in order to have a heker, that you have like a complete wall there, it's better to do it that way. One tefach and a little bit, three tefachim removed from the wall, so you have a majority. That's Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And it's lavud. Amar Rav Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what about in the following case? Sukkah suya kimavoy. What about instead of having the two walls adjacent, you have the two walls opposite each other? Sukkah suya kimavoy, right? If you want to understand what's going on over here, if you don't have pictures in your own Gemara, most of you probably have pictures, you could look at Kamenetsky's hands all the way from the land of Israel. So sukkah suya kimavoy, the two walls are opposite. So where do you put the third tefach if the two walls are opposite? The answer is you have four options. Either on one end, the other end, or this end or that end. You can put it in any of the four places. And the extra tefach, put it wherever you want. Rabbi Simon Vitem Shimon Levi Amar, Rabbi Simon and some says Shimon Levi says, Oselo pas arba umashu. Here he says you gotta take a board, four tefachim and a little bit wide. Umamidu proposed to Samach Ladofen. You take a four tefach wide board and you place it within three tefachim of one side, so you have a completely sealed off seven tefach side. In this case, he says you need more. You take a four tefach wall, put it within three tefachim of one side, so you mamish have three complete walls. So the Gemara asks obvious kasha. How come when the two walls are like this, he says you just take one tefach thing and put it three tefachim away, and when they're like this, you need four tefachim? That's the obvious kasha, and there's an obvious answer. What's the obvious answer? Let's see the obvious kasha and the obvious answer. Maybe Kamenetsky shouldn't say it's so obvious if it's not obvious to everybody. I already learned the daf three times, so to me it's obvious. But anyway, the Gemara says, Maishna hasam dik armas sagi b'tefach shochek sochek u'maishna hachad gamas boy pasar ba. How come in the first case where the two walls are contiguous, they're adjacent, Rabbi Simon, and some say it was Rabbi Shimon Levi, says it's enough to have a one tefach and a little bit within three tefachim, and yet where the two walls are on opposite sides, not touching, not contiguous, there he says you need a wall of four tefachim? Says the Gemara, Hasam de'ikashtei tefanas kehil chasan. Over there, since you already have two walls next to each other, it already looks like a structure. So you just need a little bit on the third side. That's enough. You have a majority of the third wall. That's enough to look like an enclosed, protected structure. Hasam de'igashtei devanas kil chasan. When it says kil chasan, it doesn't mean al pi halacha. Kil chasan means that they're contiguous, that they're attached. There, that it has two walls that are attached, like the normal way you build a house, like you build the two walls attached, that's what it means kil chasan. The normal way you build something. Sagilei b'tefach soichik. Hacha! Delekashtei defanos. Here, you don't have two attached walls. You have these two lonely walls sitting in the middle of nowhere, not even attached to each other. These two walls that are not attached at all. So yikapas arba ini lolo. If you have a four tefach wall, then it works. But if you don't have a four tefach wall, then it doesn't work. Again, some of the Achud Sfas Emes writes that the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that says that one tefach was said in this case also. But this is a din d'rabbanan that you're not yotze unless you have the extra four tefach. Oh, now, the Gemara now is going to present, very interesting, beautiful, three versions of Rava. Three versions of Rava on the topic of this one tefach of the third wall. How did this one tefach lie? Amar Rava, Eina niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. Rabbi Yisai, you remember from Erevin what a tzuras ha-pesach is? A tzuras ha-pesach is kona mikan v'kona mikan v'kona al gabe. I only have two hands, so I can't, right? Like this. Kona mikan v'kona mikan v'kona al gabe. Zokt Rava, this that the Torah says that you need one tefach on the third wall, you know how the one tefach works? Two fingers on one side, two fingers on the other side, and a kona al gabe. And that's the one tefach. Not a solid one tefach beam. Rather, you split the solid one tefach into two and two across the whole seven tefachim width, and you put something on top of it. That's how you do the third tefach. That's what Rava says. It's a tzuras ha-pesach, and that's how it works. Ikeda Amri. There are those who have a slightly different version of Rava. Amar Rava, Niteres Nami Bitsuras HaPesach. No, not that the one Tefach has to be at Tzuras HaPesach. You have a choice. Either you do one Tefach like that, or you could do, if you don't want that, you could do two fingers here, a pole, and a Tzuras HaPesach. That also works. That's version number two of Rava. What's version number three of Rava? Ikadami Amar Rava Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. No, you need both. You need both. You need a solid one Tefach wall, plus for the other six Tefachim, you need a Tzuras HaPesach to finish off the wall. Wow. Three shitas in Rava. Either split the Tefach, or it's either or. Either you split or one Tefach, or you need both. One Tefach plus a Tzuras HaPesach. Three opinions, three versions of Rava. And the Gemara tells a story about this. Rav Ashi, Atkechele Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana. The Ka'avid, Tefach Soichik. Clearly he held like Rav Simon, so he was doing the extra Tefach, three Tefachim away. The Ka'avid, Tzuras HaPesach. And then for the rest of it, he made it Tzuras HaPesach. Omar Le, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, Lo Savar Ma'al Lahod, the Rava, the Omar Rava, Viniteres Nami, Tzuras HaPesach. Don't you know that there was a version 2 of Rava where he said it's either or? You don't have to do the Tefach plus a Tzuras HaPesach. You can do the Tefach or the Tzuras HaPesach. Why are you doing both? So what do you think he answered? I don't hold like version 2 of Rava. I hold like version 3 of Rava. He said, Amale, Ana ki'idach lishna de Rava severely. I don't hold like version 2 of Rava. I hold like version 3 of Rava, which means you have to have both the Tefach plus the Tzuras HaPesach. Anok idach lishan derava svirli. Amar Rava utzricha nami tzuras haPesach. I hold like version 3, which is you need the one tefach additional wall plus the tzuras haPesach for the rest. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, the whole rest of today's daf is going to discuss the following topic. We know that the laws of what is considered to be a wall for a sukkah are different than the walls of what's considered to be a rishus hayachid to carry on Shabbos. What constitutes a wall is not the same thing by Yom Kippur and Shabbos. For example, if you have two walls on Shabbos and a lechi on one end of it, that's enough to carry it. A lechi is just a mashu. But for a sukkah, a lechi is not enough. You need a tefach. That's actually, interestingly, an area where sukkah requires more than Shabbos. Usually, Shabbos requires more than sukkah. Midrabanan, most opinions say that to carry, you need three walls plus a lechi. Midoraisa, maybe two walls plus a lechi be enough. But midrabanan to carry, you need three walls plus a lechi. By the sukkah, it's enough to have two walls plus a tefach. So there's all kinds of different halachas. Now let's see, we're going to analyze a whole bunch of them right now. Says the Gemara, now, so the question is, the Gemara is going to analyze now is this. If it's Shabbos on Sukkos, so Legabe Sukkah, this wall is a wall, are you also allowed to carry into your Sukkah and use it in Shabbos? Do we say Migo that it's a wall for Sukkos, it should also be called a wall for Shabbos? And the other way around also, if you have something that's a wall for Shabbos and it's Shabbos of Sukkos, so could it be considered, are you allowed to eat in there? Because once it's considered to be a wall for Shabbos, we also allow it to be considered a wall in your sukkah, eating in the sukkah. That's what the Gemara is going to declare. That's Shaila. Says the Gemara. We learned in a brisa. Shtayim kilchas and shlishas hafil tevach. Amar Rava v'chein l'shabbos. So Rava says, Amar d'kechidish. Rava says, even though when it comes to Shabbos, what's normally defined as a Rishus HaYachid? You need three complete walls for Shabbos to be Rishus HaYachid. You need three complete walls. But here, since it's Sukkos, and you've been sitting in this Sukkah, and we know that Halacha by Sukkah, that even one Tefach is enough to make your third wall, so you're allowed to carry into that Sukkah on Shabbos, it can be considered part of your Rishus HaYachid, because since it's a wall, as Rav Amar Rav, Elchein L'Shabbos, Migo Dahave Doifin L'Inyun Sukkah, Migo that one Tefach is a good enough wall for Sukkah, Havidoifin Linyan Shabbos. It also counts as a wall for Hilchas Shabbos. Wow. Now, this only applies to the sukkah, only applies to a sukkah on Shabbos sukkahs. Asks Abaye against Rava. Esve Abaye. Abaye asked a question from Rava on Rava from a Braisa. Umi Amrinan Migo. Do we really apply this logic of, since something is considered to be a wall by sukkahs, it's also a wall for Shabbos? Umi Amrinan Migo Vahatanya. Didn't we learn in a Braisa? Dofen sukkah, kidofen Shabbos. The walls of a sukkah, generally speaking, have the same halachas as the walls of Shabbos. Whatever is considered to be a good wall for Shabbos is also a good wall for sukkah. What particularly is the Braisa referring to? Remember, we had a question about Shesi without Arev or Arev without Shesi. So we know that when it comes to defining a Rishus for Shabbos, Shesi means, let's say you have just like a lot of poles, one next to another. Pole, 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 pole. As long as they're within three tefachim of one another, as long as all the poles are in tefachim, that's considered to be a good wall. So that's good for sukkah also. Dofen sukkah, kidofen Shabbos, uvilvach, lo yibin kanul chaver shlosha tefachim. As long as there's less than three tefachim between each wall, between each pole. Now that works with your Shesi poles or with your Arev poles. It could be either going up and down poles or sideways. It doesn't have to be one contiguous wall. As long as you have three poles within three tefachim of each other and it goes up 10 tefachim, that's considered to be mechitza for Shabbos, and that's good for sukkah also. However, the Gemara says in one halacha it's different. Yisera Shabbos al sukkah, listen to the words. Yisera Shabbos al sukkah. Shabbos, however, is more stringent than sukkah in the sense that Shabbos ain't any teres ella b'omein beruba ala parts. Those poles only work if there's more wall than airspace. By Shabbos, for Hilcha Shabbos, it only works if it's omein beruba ala parts. There's more wall and airspace. Masha'en came b'sukkah. Obviously, by sukkah, if one tefach works, so you have the whole other six tefachim open. So sukkah, you don't need omen merubah ala parts. So too, by a wall made out of lavud straps. My father, Zichron Levracha, used to be so proud of his lavud straps. He used to have lavud straps because he had a canvas sukkah for many years, and many poskim hold it. If the wind is going to blow the canvas sukkah, it's not so good. So he used to have lavud straps. He used to have these straps around going 10 tefachim up, these three lavud straps, each one within three tefachim of each other. So by sukkah, if it's parts merubah ala omed, it's still kosher. If you have more space than wall, it's still going to be kosher. Now, says Gemara, what does this line mean? Yisera Shabbos al sukkah. My, what does the Braisa mean? Lav does not mean Yisera Shabbos to sukkah as sukkah. Doesn't this mean that the Shabbos of Sukkot requires omen merubah parts, but the regular sukkah is okay parts merubah omen? So you see that just because something was a wall in your sukkah, parts merubah omen, but on Shabbos of Sukkot it doesn't work. On Shabbos and Sukkot you have to have omen merubah parts because that's the laws of Shabbos. So you see that something that's a wall for sukkah doesn't work as a wall for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. That's not what it means at all. My love, you say a Shabbos de sukkah asukkah velo amrinan migo, and this would be a proof that we don't apply this svara of migo that something is a good wall for sukkah of omei of parts merubah la omei works for sukkah. It should work on the sukkah on Shabbos of sukkahs as well. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to read it like that. Lo, you say a Shabbos de alma al Shabbos de sukkah. What it means is Shabbos is greater than regular sukkah, or is more strict than the Shabbos of Sukkot. That on a regular Shabbos, omen merubah parts you need, and parts merubah omen is no good. But on Shabbos of Sukkot, the other way, that parts merubah omen would still be good for Shabbos and Sukkot, because since it's a good wall, As far as Sukkot is concerned, it's good for Shabbos also, exactly like Rava said. Says the Gemara. Now again, the Mefarshim point out over here, you could have also just said it just means it's talking about a regular Shabbos and a regular day of Sukkot, but the Gemara wanted to point out that Rav is actually right. So the Gemara says it's Shabbos is more strict than the Shabbos of Sukkot, because the Shabbos of Sukkot, the laws of Shabbos change. And since it's a good wall for Sukkot, it's a good wall for Shabbos as well. Lo, you say Shabbos Sukkot. Says Gemara, really? That's what it means? Ihachi, listening nami, you say Sukkot the Alma, Asukkot the Shabbos. Why didn't the Brisa also read that there's a strictness in the other direction? There's a strictness on regular sukkah, that sukkah on Shabbos, you could be lenient. What's that? Dilu sukkah da'alma bai tefach sochek. A regular sukkah, we learn, is going like Rabbi Simon, who said you need a tefach and a little bit, three tefachim away. Vilu sukkah de Shabbos, lo bai tefach sochek. But when it comes to a regular sukkah, needs tefach sochek, but on Shabbos, you don't need that. Visagi belechi. It should be enough. Forget about it. You don't even need a tefach. By the sukkah on Shabbos, you should have just a lechi, just a mashu who should be able to work for your third wall. The ha'atu the amis, you Rav are the one who said, sikech agabe mavoi sheyesh lo lechi kasher. You Rav are the one who said that if you have a mavoi, which means you have two walls on two opposite sides, and on one side you have one little lechi that's a mashu, if it's Shabbos, since that works to make a wall for Shabbos, that's considered to be a significant enclosure. You're allowed to carry inside that mavoi on Shabbos just with a lechi at the entrance. That's enough to carry in the mavoi. So you, Rav, said if you would put schach on that, that would work on the Shabbos of Sukkot. Because migo that it's a good wall for Shabbos, it's a good wall for Sukkah. So if that's really true, why didn't the Brisa include this case as well? Says the Gemara, the Brisa didn't need to include that case because it's obvious. Says the Gemara, Hahulo istrichale. That case, to tell me that something that's considered a wall for Shabbos is also considered a wall for Sukkah, that case, I don't need the Brisa to teach me. Hahilo istrichale. Why? Hashta mikilta lechamir ta'amrinan mechamir ta lekilta lekol shekein. If you could say that something that's a wall for Sukkah is considered a wall for Shabbos, if that works, namely, what we said before, that Paretz Merubah La'omid works for Sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. Kal v'chomer, something that works for Shabbos works for Sukkah. Shabbos is an Isser Kares. Shabbos is a real serious violation you carry on Shabbos. You're getting an Isser Kares. And you're telling me that a Sukkah wall is going to work for Shabbos? If a Sukkah wall works for Shabbos, kal v'chomer, a Shabbos wall works for Sukkah. Because Shabbos is the more strict thing. Is the more strict. It's an Isser Kares. So, if from the light halacha, namely sukkah, it works to make a wall by the heavy halacha, which is Shabbos, kal v'chomer, something that's a good wall, like the little lechi, the wimpy little mashu of a lechi, which works for Shabbos, kal v'chomer, that works on Shabbos of Sukkot. So it's interesting halacha you have over here, that on a regular day of Sukkot, if it's not Shabbos, you need a tefach. But if it's Shabbos, it's enough just to have two walls plus a lechi. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. Thick, I don't think there's a minimum. As long as Reb Zalman, it's less than three tvachim away from each one. As long as they're within three tvachim of each other, there is no minimum thickness for that. No. Correct. Oh, but do you need, hold on. But so again, so only on Shabbos. Oh, no, you're asking. No. I'm sorry, Zalman. I want to be clear. No, right. So on Shabbos, Reb Zalman, that would work. Only on Shabbos of Sukkot. But on a regular day of Sukkot, you need a full tefach. You need a full tefach. But Shabbos of Sukkot, let me just think for a second. Reb Zalman's asking, what do you guys think? He's asking, if you had Shabbos of Sukkot, would you need the tefach? Or would it be enough just to have, well, we just saw that a lechi works even. A lechi would work. So yeah, it sounds like you wouldn't need the tefach on Shabbos because even a lechi works, even a mashahu. And omid merubah la'paretz would also work. Paretz merubah la'omid would also work on that Shabbos. So yeah, I think you're correct, Tom, that you would not need the tefach on Shabbos. That's what we just said. Oh, and the Gemara is actually going to stress this right now, Rabbi Zalman. Gufa. We learned previously, we learned all these halachos. Gufa. Amar Rava. Sikha Rabbi Mavui Sheyeshlo Lechi. Exactly as you just said, Rizaman. This is talking about Rizaman like this. You have two walls on the two sides, and you mamish a tiny little lechi, nothing. So just a little lechi. It's kosher. Vyeshlo Lechi. Mavish Yeshlo Lechi. Kshera. Because Migo that it works, again, it only works on Shabbos. Only on Shabbos it works. Once it's good for Shabbos, you could also eat in there for Sukkot. And now, halacha number two. Ve'amarava, sikech agabe pasi biros kshera. If you put schach on top of these pase biros, which was what the rabbis permitted the ole regalim, to draw water from a well, even though it's a Rosh Hashanah, and on the side of the well is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if you put up these like one tefach by one tefach little corners, the four corners and the four places, you're allowed to carry from the water of the well into that area. If you put schach on that, so that would work on Shabbos. Now, and the Ritva and the Ran write, from the fact that the Rif quotes this la'alacha, that means that he holds that this is not just, this doesn't only work bisman oli regalim, and it doesn't only work when there's a well there. Even if there was no well there, and even if there's no oli regalim, it would work. Because once the rabbi said pasi biros works, it works. However, others disagree. The Ritva says no. That Tosis and the Baal Amor hold that this is only mutter bizman sheyesh oli regalim. Meaning once they made the takana for the oli regalim, it will work for your sukkah also. But nowadays that there are no oli regalim, it's not going to work for your sukkah. So that's a very important machlokas between the Rif, who quotes this lahalacha, and the Baal Amor and Tosis, who disagree. But at any rate, this is halacha number two. Rava says, if you put schach on top of the pasim biros, it's kosher for the Shabbos of Sukkot. Because once the rabbi said you could carry it there for Shabbos, it's a wool in your sukkah. Says the Gemara, utzricha. Why do we need both of these cases? Isn't it exactly the same halacha? It's exactly the same thing. Whatever is considered to be a wool for Shabbos is a wool in your sukkah. So it's the same halacha by a lechi, and it's the same halacha by pasim biros. What do I need both things for? Says the Gemara, utzricha. De'iash me'inan mavoi. If you only told me that the lechi and the mavoi, mishundik eshtei defonos ma'alyusa. At least by a mavoi, you have two gevaldike gezunt gishmak complete walls. Plus the little wimpy lechi. Aval gabe pasi biros. But in the case of the four corners, these ama by an ama, L-shaped, four-cornered pasi biros, where you have zero legit walls. Not only do you not have two walls, you don't even have one wall. Amaloi, you might think, Amaloi, you might think that it doesn't work. You can't be machsh in the sukkah. V'iyash minan pasi biros. And if you only had the chiddush of Rava, that pasi biros that works for Shabbos also works for the sukkah. Mishum de'ika. Shame arba defanos. At least you have a tefach or two tefachim on each wall. You have four walls of two tefachim each. Aval sikach agabe mavoi. Deleka shame arba defanos. You don't even have four walls at all. You have two and a mashahu. Aim alo. You might think that doesn't work. Tzricha. So that's why we need both of those. And what about case number three? V'yash min hani tarte. If you only had these two cases, mechamirta lekilta, so I would know that a wool for Shabbos works for sukkah. Avo mikilta lechamirta, but a wool for sukkah works for Shabbos. Emelo, you might think that paritz meruba laomer that works for sukkah. You might have thought you can't translate it over to Shabbos. Tzricha. That's why Rava had to teach me even the halacha of omid meruba of paritz meruba laomer that from sukkahs to Pesach, from sukkahs to Shabbos, we also transfer the laws of walls. Let's continue. Shechamasa meruba mitzilasa psula. So if you have a sukkah that has more sun than shade, it's pasul. The Gemara wants to know, what about if you're missing some of the walls so that there's more sun than shade, but it's not more sun than shade from the schach, it's more sun than shade from the walls. Tanu Rabbanan, chamasa machmas sikuch velo machmas tefanos. If the sun's coming in from the walls, it's not a problem at all. Rabbi Yoshi Omer af machmas tefanos. Rabbi Yoshi disagrees. He says not only is the schach a problem not only is the schach a problem, the sun a problem if it's coming through the schach, the sun is also a problem if it's coming through the walls. Af machmas defanos. Amar Rav Yemer bar Shami Mishmei Davai. My time at Rav Yoshi. What's the logic of Rav Yoshi? Dichsiv. Pasuk says by the Mishkan v'sakosa al ha'aron esaparoches. You should schach the paroches on the aron. What do you mean you should schach the paroches on the aron? The paroches is next to the aron. It's not above the aron. Oh, says the Gemara, paroches mechitza. The paroches is a wall. The kakar yachmana schacha. And yet the Torah refers to it as schach. Alma mechitza kischach be'inan. So that shows that the walls have to be like the schach. And just like the schach, if there's too much sun coming in on the schach, it's a problem. If there's too much schach coming in on the walls, it's a problem also. For Rabbanan, no. The Rabbanan say, that's not what that pasuk means. For Rabbanan, ahu denekuf beporta. That pasuk is teaching me that a little bit of the parochas should wind over the roof as well. So a little bit of the parochas should be like the schach on top. Don't just hang it sideways. The top part of it should wind over the Kodesh HaKadoshim a little bit as well. Amar Rabbi. So this is going to be the last Gemara we're going to do here. Very, very interesting. 8 halachos. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said, the following 8 rabbis all hold the same shita, says the Gemara. Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Acherim, those 8 rabbis, Kulu Svirluhu, Sukkah, Diras Keva, Beinan. All those 8 rabbis hold that a sukkah has aspects of a diras keva. It has to be a permanent type of structure. And now the Gemara lists each one. Rebbe, Disani will enter the Brisa, Rebbe Omer, Kol sukkah she'in ba arba amos al arba amos psula. Rebbe holds, 6 tfachim like Beis Hill is not enough. 7 tfachim like Beis Shammai is not enough. You need 4 amos by 4 amos. Why? You need a more permanent kind of a structure. It needs to be a diras keva. It has to be something that's ro'oi to be used for a permanent way. It's got to be a diras keva. But each one explains it in a different way. They understand teishvu ke'intaduru to mean that you're supposed to move your house into your sukkah. So it's got to be a diras keva. Rabbi Yoshia ha da amaron. Rabbi Yoshia number 2. That's what we just said before. That even the walls can't have chamasim rubu tzilasa. Even the walls got to be stark. Why? Because they need diras keva. Number 3. Rabbi Huda distan sukkah shigavola malami asramama psula Rabbi Huda machshir. Oh, the first mission sukkahs. If it's above 20, it's okay. Why? Diras keva. Above 20 is diras keva. Rabbi Shimon disan yishtaim kilchasim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Kilchasin, Revias Afil Tefach. He says you need 4 walls, not 3, you need 4. Why? Diras Keva. You need a more permanent structure. Rabbi Gamliel Dasani Osisukaso, Barosha Agal, if you make your sukkah on a wagon, O Barosha Sfina on a boat, Rabbi Gamliel Posel. Rabbi Gamliel says it's pasuk, it's too temporary, it's too transient, you're taking it from one place to another. Rabbi Akiva Makshir, Akiva says it's fine, what's the problem? Because Rabbi Gamliel holds, you need a diras keva. If it's on a wagon, if you're on a houseboat, it's not a diras keva. It's going from one place to another. Shita number 7, just kidding. Shita number 6, Beis Shammai, Disnan, what's the Beis Shammai see to be his keva? Misha Yerosha Veruba Besukkah V'Shechon Besukkah Bayis, if your head and most of your body was in the sukkah, but your table's in the house, Beis Shammai Poslin, Ubeis Hila Machshirin. Beis Shammai says, puzzle. Beis Hillel says, kosher. Why does Beis Shammai say puzzle? You need the table with you in the sukkah as well. Why do you need the table with you in the sukkah? The well, the Gemara is suggesting this is an aspect of you need a permanent eating in the sukkah. It's got to be permanent. So not only do you need you in the sukkah, you need your table in the sukkah as well. That's a more kvius. That's a more permanent matzav. Houseboat. You have to put a mezuzah on it? I think you do. Why would you have to put a mezuzah?
So you want to know if the laws of mezuzah and sukkah are dependent one on the other. We saw that Gemara earlier, right? The Gemara talked about the fact that whatever is considered to be a bias linyan mezuzah should be a bias linyan sukkah. That's a very perspicacious point, Reb Zalman. Very perspicacious of you. You can go look it up afterwards, what my ninth grade English teacher told me. Perspicacious. Attention to detail. Attention to detail. I don't know. I don't know. That sounds like an interesting svara. Maybe that's exactly what they're arguing about. You know, whether or not you need a boat or not. That whether or not a boat would need a mezuzah. Maybe it would be the same machlokas. Very, very good point, Reb Zalman. I'm not sure. Rabbi Lezer, Disnan, Ha'osa Sukasu Kimin Srif. If you make your sukkah like a teepee, Oshisam Chalakosa, or you just made a slant, you put schach on a slant to the wall, Rabbi Lezer Postal Fish Ain Lagag, Rabbi Lezer says that's puzzle, it doesn't have a roof. Who says you need a roof? Who says you need a roof? So what's that machlokas? Rabbi Lezer says you need a roof. Why? Because that's the way you make a more permanent structure. A teepee is like a temporary structure. And the last one, Achirim Disanya. A sukkah that's made like a chicken coop. It's round. It's round like a chicken coop. Psula l'fisha'in la'zavios. It has no corners. So what? What's the problem not having corners? No. So the Ran says, and people don't make a diras keva without corners. If you're making a diras keva, usually it's going to be square or rectangular. That's something that has corners. But if it's round, it's not a diras keva. So these eight opinions hold that you need a diras keva. Rabbeisai, we are going to stop here. Tomorrow morning, same bad time, same bad station. Again, I promise you I'm doing my best to not miss any of these shiurim live. My wife is coming in from the airport tomorrow night. Friday morning, I'm not sure what's going to be. Fridays is a little bit of a different schedule here. You know, it's Erev Shabbos, you know, later in the day. It's not always easy for me to carve out the 40 minutes from 2:20 to 3 on an Erev Shabbos for me. So I hope I'll be able to do it Friday. I don't know yet. Then we have another problem because Shabbos is Tisha B'Av and Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. So what I think we can do is, and I can't give the shiur Motzei Tisha B'Av by me because it's still Tisha B'Av for you. You guys aren't allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So you're missing 2 days. How's that going to work? So here's the way it's going to work. I hope, if my wife doesn't throw me out of the bungalow, I hope that at 6 in the morning, on Monday morning, which is 11 o'clock at night for you, Motzei Tisha B'Av, we'll do an hour. We'll do two daf. We'll do Shabbos' daf and Sunday's daf. That's pretty nasty. But 11 to 12 o'clock at night for you on Sunday night, Motzei Tisha B'Av, after you eat a nice geshmak meal, you'll eat a good geshmak meal, Motzei Tisha B'Av. What's that? You'll have your full bellies. So you'll bring your full bellies from 11 to 12, and we'll try to do both dafim. Shabbos' daf and Sunday's daf. And then 15 minutes later, I'm going to do Monday's daf. I don't know when I'm going to prepare all this. But whatever, Baruch Hashem. We'll figure it out. Okay? Have a great day, everybody.